This is early in the book, and Billy has just described his mother. And now he's telling us why he and his mom have to move so much and keep wandering around the Midwest. The New Jesus Brigade was an army of two, Mom and me. We didn't just show up for the big battles at abortion clinics and courthouses that married homosexuals. We specialized in the little scraps with Satan. We were ninja warriors for the Lord, playing whack-a-mole with demons wherever they popped up. In Memphis, we took on Satan at Piggly Wiggly. We armed ourselves with black markers, went into the supermarket, and blotted out the word devil wherever we found it. We eliminated the devil from devil's food cake, devil dogs, and devil's dual sauce. We were annihilating the devil pictures on bottles of Mean Devil Women Cajun hot sauce when the cops stopped us from completely casting Satan out of Piggly Wiggly. The store's security cameras caught us on tape, and we made the local news. When everyone knows you and your mom are crazy criminals for Christ and she gets hit with a fine she can't pay, it's time to disappear. That's when we left town number 7 for town number 8. But the Piggly Wiggly incursion was a picnic compared to the time we took on a motorcycle gang. In Topeka, Kansas, Mom had a job as a clerk at a motel. A biker gang roared up and checked in for the night. The trouble began when Mom spotted the slogan on their New Hampshire license plates, "Live Free or Die," it said in raised green letters. Later that night, we drove to the motel with ball-peen hammers. Mom told me the slogan was a blasphemy to the Lord. You see, live free or die denied God's control over our lives and encouraged people to be libertines and hedonists. We were halfway through hammering the live free or die slogans to flat-out oblivion when the biker gang poured out of a bar across the street. I did my own take on live free or die and ran. A biker grabbed me? I didn't know what was more petrifying, the hairy biker holding me, or Mom wailing on a license plate and shouting, "We are sheep in the midst of wolves doing his work." A biker grabbed her and she yelled, "If we perish, we perish." I screamed, "I don't want to perish." God must have heard me. A cop car shot into the parking lot just before the bikers pulped us with their Mondo boots. After we were taken away, the cops said they would have put Mom in jail for the night if it weren't for me. And she must have known she was going to get fined again or worse. That night, we packed the U-Haul and left the state in our righteous dust. As we drove to town number 10, Des Moines, Iowa, Mom told me that we were antinomians. I'd never heard the word and thought maybe an antinomian was someone who hated gnomes. You know, like those plastic ones in people's yards. Mom had taught me that gnomes and leprechauns were anti-angels who worked for the devil. So I thought maybe our next mission was going to be kidnapping lawn gnomes and stoning them to death. I was wrong. She told me an antinomian is someone who knows there's two kinds of law. The law of the land, and the law of God. When an antinomian has to choose between following one or the other, he always chooses God's law. That's another thing about Mom's brand of homeschooling. When you're on the run, some of it's car schooling.